previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's been an interesting couple of hours, 24 hours, and still to continue. And I'm sure a lot of questions are wanting, well, people wanting to ask. And on the line, we've got Kevin from the South African Weather Service here in Port Elizabeth. Kevin, firstly, good morning and thanks for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Kevin. Morning.
Morning. Kevin, firstly, before getting down to the nitty-gritty, Kevin, what are the figures, the rainfall figures looking like currently? I know the numbers are still filtering through, but what do you have that you can share with us?
Okay, so the latest numbers we downloaded, just to give you an idea about Nelson Mandela Bay, Uitenhage got about 62.6 millimeters. The Chetty area got around 69.6 millimeters. Our BAWS measured about 82.4 millimeters. Mill Park measured 119 millimeters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then outside of the area, Port Alfred measured at around 5 o'clock this morning. They measured around 113 millimeters. In our catchment area, so Uitenhage area measured 65.4 millimeters, Patensi measured about 77.2 millimeters, and then Jeffreys Bay measured around 94.4 millimeters, Diemansdorp 99.4 millimeters, and Flower Reserve around 76.4 millimeters. So overall, a lot of rainfall over the area.
So, Kevin, in terms of what we can expect over the next 24 hours, are you able to just paint us that picture? Are we looking at more heavy rain, more downpours coming up?
Well, for the rest of the week, in fact.
The rest of the week, yeah.
So, what has happened now is that scorpion style has moved past us, but it moved towards the west. So, it's sitting over the Western Cape now and raining there. But it will come back with a vengeance this evening. So our models are indicating from now until the end of Thursday, we can still expect somewhere between 60 to 120 millimeters more for the city. And then we also expect that Friday, most of the day, there will be some light rain. And then it will clear up during Saturday and Sunday. We might get some more light rain.
Kevin, I know a very, I would say difficult to predict, but you did mention in your last sentence that there's another hectic downpour expected later. Any time more or less? Because I think the big downpour was right about 1 o'clock this morning. And is there another big, massive downpour expected besides the continuous rain?
Yes. So based on what the current models are showing, it's most likely going to occur between 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. This morning.
This morning.
No.
8 o'clock tonight, 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Five o'clock tomorrow morning. Gotcha. There will be another heavy downpour.
Okay. So pretty much what we had experienced during the course of last night will occur again, you are saying, as that storm comes back from the Western Cape over our region, and you're saying it's coming back with a vengeance.
Yes. So accompanied with the rainfall, I do expect that there will be strong winds as well.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thanks for that update. Well, we've got your number. We'll stay in touch with you. And, I'm glad a lot of the schools have taken the decision to stay close today.
Absolutely.
And tomorrow as well, based on those warnings.
No problem.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.